بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. In this era of depression and despondency, this book was written to create some kind of courage and confidence in the hearts of the Muslims. The disbelievers, they have no future in front of them. Death stares them in their face. And after death, there is only a life of misery, gloom and doom for them. However, for the believers, death is a great favor of Allah. It is a means of just returning back home. For that reason, this book was named Shauqe Watan, recreating the desire to go back home, to enter into our homeland, which is Akhirah. The first stage of this journey is the stage of the Qabr, the life in the grave. The next stage in this journey towards Jannah is the stage of Qiyamah. Yawmul Qiyamah, the day of resurrection. Yawmul Deen, the day of recompense. It will be a frightening day, a horrible day. It will be a very difficult day. But for the servants of Allah, upon whom Allah showers His favors, it will be a wonderful and most exciting day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has through his ahadith subtly indicated how Allah will save the believers from difficulty on that day, and Allah will make that day easy and wonderful and comfortable for them. On the day of Qiyamah, when mankind wakes up from their graves, they will be naked and barefooted. No one will look at another's nakedness because of the fear and horror of that day. Ibrahim alayhi salam will be the first to be given clothes to wear. The ulama explained thereafter, the friends of Allah will also be given clothes to wear. They will be given robes which have come to them from Jannah. And in these robes they will proceed now towards the plains of resurrection. It will be a huge distance between their graves and the plains of resurrection. How will they move? There will be some people who will be crawling on their faces, other people who will be walking, and others who will be riding on camels. The ulama explained those who will be walking will be those who had done good in this world as well as evil, and they never get a chance to make tawbah from the sins they had committed. Those who will be riding on these camels will be those friends of Allah who had passed their lives in His obedience, and their iman was firm and strong on Him. When they reach the plains of resurrection, it will be extremely hot. The entire journey will be hot. The sun will be 1 mile above their heads. People will be drowning in their sweat and perspiration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared the shade of His arsh for His special servants. Whoever had done specific good actions in this world will be given place under the arsh of Allah on that day. On that day, in which there will be no other shade besides the shade of Allah's arsh. Allah will bless them with comfort under His arsh, and they will be saved from the heat of the sun. People will be suffering from thirst. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the wonderful pond of Kawthar. Such a huge pond that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described its length and breadth. أَبْعَدُ مِنْ إِلَىٰ إِلَىٰ عَدْنِ. It is further than the distance between Ila and Aden, which is 1 month's journey. Bigger than this is its breadth. Larger than this is its width. At this pond, there will be numerous goblets. So many goblets, more than the number of stars in the sky. There will be wonderful, sweet, crystal clear water which people will drink from it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, the water will be clearer than ice. It will be sweeter than honey mixed with milk. And he explained, whoever drinks one sip of it, he will never again ever become thirsty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recognize his ummatis through the glitter and shine which he will see on their face, hands and feet. And that was as a result of them making wudu excessively. On the day of Qiyamah, people will be called for reckoning. And at that time there, they will have to answer for their deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring a mu'min close to Him on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will cover him with His protection and concealment. And Allah will say to him, أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا. Don't you remember you committed this sin, that sin? He will finally admit to every one of his sins. After admitting to his sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, after he believes that he is completely doomed and destroyed, Allah will say, سَتَرْتُهَا عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ الْيَوْمِ. When you were in the world, I concealed it. I did not allow other people to find out about it. Today, I will completely wipe it out on you, for you. فَيُعْطَى كِتَابُ حَسَنَاتِهِ He will be given his book of good deeds in his right hand. And he will be given no book of his evil deeds. There will be some people who will come when Allah will remind them of their minor sins. It will be so many that they will be sure they are doomed to destruction. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them, for every minor sin you had committed, I am writing one good deed in your account of deeds, in your book of deeds. That person will say, oh Allah, I committed so many other major sins, what about them? Won't you also change them for me? Won't you also turn them into good actions? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated this, he laughed. There will be people who on that day, because of their sins, will be doomed to Jahannam. But by the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the intercession of the pious believers, they will be saved. There will be people who will be standing in lines. A mu'min will pass by them. He will say, don't you remember me? I gave you water to drink one day. Another will say, don't you remember me? I gave you water to make wudu one day. He will intercede on their behalf. And they will also be entered into Jannah. They will also be forgiven on that day. For the believers, Qiyamah will be also a wonderful chance and time. One Sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will I ever manage to stand 50,000 years of the day of Qiyamah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will be made so easy for a believer. It will just be like a single fard salah which he had performed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a wonderful condition on the day of Qiyamah.